Hey, everybody, and thanks for listening to the second episode of the As Ink Project. We're going to be doing a bat for you this week. What a bat is it's an improvised piece, sometimes referred to as Improv in the Dark or Herald in the Dark. But basically, all you have to worry about is you can think of it as an improvised radio play. We have a list of suggestions in a bowl. We're going to take a suggestion here in just a couple minutes, and then we're going to go. The piece is going to last for about 25 to 30 minutes. This week, playing with As Ink is...
I'm Michael Minto.
Matt Messerman.
Darren Crockett.
And Chris George. All right, we're now going to take our first suggestion. Matt or Darren, please.
I'm not included.
No.
They were closer to the bowl.
Well, I were equidistant. You know it.
Not equidistant. All right, Darren. Read it.
Ozone.
All right, the suggestion is ozone.
Oh.
The ozone sits in the outermost reaches of the Earth, protecting it.
The ozone reflects harmful UV rays that would otherwise damage our skin cells.
The ozone is like the bulletproof armor of the universe.
The ozone is like the overprotective father who keeps us entrapped within its boundaries.
The ozone is like the overprotective girlfriend who won't let you go hang out with your friends because they're too dangerous.
Ozone, it's thinning.
Now the ozone is like the overprotective father who went out to get cigarettes but never came back.
The ozone is a security blanket for your 16-year-old daughter.
Years of jet fuel has hurt and enraged the ozone.
Thousands of chlorofluorocarbons have eaten away at the ozone.
The ozone is angry like a drunk on a Saturday.
The ozone is weak like a nerd at Comic-Con.
The ozone is angry, but it is not the A-zone.
The ozone hates numbers.
The ozone is lonely.
Endeavor, this is Houston. Come in.
Roger that, Houston. What's going on?
We're just doing a systems check. How you guys doing up there?
Everything's going great down here in Denver. We got a little bit of clouds and... little fluorescent clouds above that in the up in the stratosphere that we're detecting on our radar. Other than that, everything's crystal clear.
Excellent, excellent. Hey, listen, while I got you on the radio, I got something to throw at you.
Sure. What is it, Houston?
Just thought you should know, Commander, that I'm sleeping with your wife.
Is this Ray?
Yeah, it's Ray.
You sure you want to do this over this transmission feed?
Look, I know you get kind of angry, and I figured this would be safer to do it this way. That way you can't punch me.
I'm kind of not too sure how to respond to that over this transmission feed. You know, are aware our careers right on this?
No, I'm aware of that. I just wanted you to know. I want to be an upfront guy about this and tell you that I'm porking the crap out of your wife.
Ray, I think those words are a little bit inappropriate and frankly uncalled for any transmission feed.
Well, that's your opinion. I mean, I'm really giving it to her. I mean,
I'm pretty sure it's ubiquitous that nobody wants to hear those words exactly. I mean, what my wife does while we're officially separated and not quite divorced yet is her business, and I prefer not to know about it.
No, I understand completely. But I just want you to know that I have put my penis inside her multiple times.
Okay, that's just that could not possibly be interpreted in any other way than what you just said.
I mean, I've been all up in her baby wallet.
Okay,
I mean,
all right. If the FCC were to hear about this, Ray, I'm pretty sure you'd lose your job.
Okay, fair enough. Fair. You know what? You're right. But the things that I've done with her butthole and her mouth.
You know,
going to
be the bigger man here, and I'm going to cut you off and ask you how the weather is down there in Houston.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Well, the weather's good. We got winds out of the southeast, and oh, man, your wife's mouth can do some incredible things to my balls.
Okay, Ray, that's...
They just... The things are
really
do with my balls.
Okay, listen, I'm going to go ahead and move on and ask how the transmission is coming in from the stratosphere, bouncing off from China. Are you getting any good readings?
Pretty good. Let me do a... Hey, you know what? Let me do a send back. See if that works.
Okay.
Did you get that?
Yeah. It all looks...
You get
it
that
looks
picture
good.
There I sent you?
You son of a bitch.
Did you get that picture?
You son of a bitch.
Did it come through?
Why are you wearing my business suit?
I'm
that was my
to
good
be
suit.
You.
You sick bastard!
Look at me!
Catherine, why are you wearing the polka dot bikini? Oh, the green polka dot bikini. Oh. Ray, are you happy, Ray? I am crying on the live transmission from Denver to Houston because of you.
Can I tell you about the other thing she did?
No!
The penguins are all sick.
Abigail, how many times do I have to tell you? The penguins are nesting.
Their feathers are all falling out, Roger.
Oh, Abigail. You know, I should have never took you to this wildlife vacation.
It just makes me so sad. I love the penguins, and this is a horrible vacation, Roger.
Well, Abigail, if you weren't allergic to seagulls, I would have taken you underwater. But we had to do the penguins because you asked.
But they're so sad. They're just... Look
well,
at that
I'd
one.
Well, I'd be sad, too, if I kept being poked at. You keep poking at them.
I just wanted to wake up. Wake up, buddy.
They're indigenous.
To where? To here?
Well, I thought I'd say that to stop have you poking at. But you didn't get that. But
I'm sorry, Roger. I'm sorry.
We'll take your pictures already, and then let's move on. Hey, get one with me next to the mama penguin.
Okay, move over a little bit. No! Look out! You're gonna step on the egg. Roger.
Oh, it wasn't ready.
How are we gonna make omelets now?
You got that hot plate?
They wouldn't let me bring it in.
All right.
You know how rare it is for these guys to have eggs? It's like once a year. We're going to go hungry.
Abby, let's think about this.
Okay.
I don't know if penguin would be a good thing to eat. We probably should just... Go back to the hut and I don't know, I have some granolas.
I had my heart set on penguin.
Yeah, but, you know, my stomach's been weak ever since that accident.
I don't like to talk about that, Roger.
Well, if your mother would have not lied to me and said she knew how to rock climb... We wouldn't have had this conversation.
She'll be out of the hospital in a week.
I sure hope so. She
knows how to cook penguin.
Yes, I know.
Unlike she knows some people.
Listen, I was going to go to cooking school, but you had to have a fender bender with the smart car, and so now we have to worry about automobile expenses. So I can't go to cooking school. So we're going to have to just eat tuna noodle casserole for the rest of our lives.
Sounds horrible. I don't think I can do this.
Well, when your mother gets out, maybe she'll cook us something.
Maybe I'll just go live with her.
Well, at this point, that might be a good idea.
Whoa. Sure. You're not going out on that tank top.
What are you talking about?
You are not going out in that Aerosmith tidy tank top.
Well, every time I put it on, you always look at me the whole time, so I figured it was good.
Don't make me use the platitude if you live under my house, ellipses.
You know, you're not being fair right now, and honestly, I'm gonna go live with my older sister, Gail.
Yeah? You're gonna live with that slut? You wanna be just like her?
Oh,
you wanna drop out of UW and,
she's a slut now, huh?
Study political science on your own free time? Hmm? Be a freelance political scientist? How much do you think she makes? Less than $8 an hour, I'll tell you that, because Colorado doesn't have the same pay rate as California.
Well, it looks like you know, it's fine, because Gail and I have futures. We're going to do what the Kardashians did.
Sharon, you know what the Kardashians did? They rode off their father's curtails and did whatever he told them to do. Which is exactly what I expect you to do.
You're not being fair. See, Dad, this is why Mom left you.
Mom also left because the money laundering business was burgeoning and she couldn't handle the jealousy of not having a career of her own. Well, I suppose the aggression didn't help, but still.
Well, that and you're paraplegic, and you can't really do anything.
Sharon, you watch it or I will roll this cart right up to you and show you that I'm still capable of being a father in more than just verbal ways.
You know what, I should have let you go down that hill when we were at the state fair, but no.
Don't say something you'll regret, Sharon.
You know what? I know you're allergic to cotton candy.
Come down from those stairs! Oh, you're just out of reach.
Oh, by the way, since you're down there, can you throw me my tank top? I'm going out with the girls.
Oh, this one? Oh, the purple Seal tank top? I hate Seal. He's a horrible artist.
He's somewhat attractive. I don't know what it is. I think it's his bald head.
What do you mean he's like the Ray Liotta of the jazz world?
No, I've never seen him that way. Ray Liotta is more aggressive. Seal is very compassionate.
Sharon, I don't care who you like his music. I let you listen to whatever you want. I let you play it loud until 2 a.m., keeping me up. But you are not going out in these stupid band tank tops.
You can be so rude. You know what? I have a problem with my confidence, and I just started wearing tank tops ever since I had that tummy tuck, and you know I did that Weight Watchers, and I'm feeling good about myself. But you don't even see that, Dad. You're so heartless.
What do you mean? I signed for your tummy tuck. You were 13 years old.
Well, if you would have stopped feeding me those ho-hos every time in my lunch milk and actually cook a meal once or twice a day.
Jared, you know I can't cook. I can't even reach the top of the center island in the kitchen.
Well, if you weren't so mean to Gail, she would reach it for you because she was taller.
Gail's a whore! Wait, Sharon! Come back downstairs! I'm not done yelling at you!
People, listen to me! We are poisoning the earth! Everyone, gather round!
Yeah! She's right!
Yeah, thank you! Thank you, Nina! So, we're here in the quad, everybody, to talk about something very important, the Earth.
Yeah, fuck the Earth.
No, we like the Earth.
Yeah, fuck liking the Earth.
No, we like the Earth.
Go Earth!
Thank you.
Yes,
thank
the Earth
you.
Rocks.
Thank you. So the Earth is being poisoned by...
Yeah! Oh my God, that's terrible.
Mm. Yeah, no, poisoned. Right, that is bad. It's bad.
Yeah.
No, not like the band.
Why would you do that?
No, I'm not poisoning the Earth.
You said we're poisoning it. We don't want to join you.
No,
you're a terrible person.
No, we as a group of people, as the human race.
I don't want to do that.
I'm not doing that.
No, but we're already doing it.
Yeah, good luck with this petition, buddy. You're not going to sign anyone on this.
I'm not trying to poison the Earth. I'm trying to save the Earth.
Save the Earth.
Okay, yeah, we're behind that.
Right, okay, thank you. So we need to save the Earth. Corporations, strip mining, jungle tearing down is...
Yeah, go corporations!
Yeah, jungle stripping!
No, we're anti-jungle stripping and anti-corporations.
No strippers! Then what are you talking about?
We're talking about saving the Earth!
Yeah!
I love the jungle!
Let's save
the
Earth!
Thank you! Right, we love the jungle because it's got lions And monkeys.
I love monkeys.
Right. We
Lions
all love...
live in the savannah. I study ecology here at the university.
Okay. Well, you get the idea.
Silverbacks are sexy.
Okay. All right. We're not really here to discuss which animals are attractive. We're here to save the Earth, people.
You're done with aliens.
No, we don't really have a problem with aliens. I mean,
they exist?
But they may or may not.
They
I don't know.
Me.
We're not here to talk about aliens.
Well, then what are we here to talk about?
The Earth!
Okay, let's talk about it then.
That's what I'm doing!
It's blue and green.
Correct.
Hey guys, Real Big Fish is coming up next.
Oh my god, I totally love Real Big
Dude.
Fish!
Dude. Fuck the Earth! Fuck the Earth! Fuck the Earth!
Fuck the Earth!
Nancy, I told him.
You did?
I did. I called him up in Denver, and I told him that we're sleeping together.
Oh my, how did he take it?
He took it like this. I'm touching you.
Oh god. Oh, that feels so wonderful.
I'm sorry you don't have any sensation on your shoulders. Just pretend, though.
Ever since...
Don't talk about it.
Thank you.
What he took from you, we could never take back. But we'll give him something in return.
I'll give you something, baby.
Oh, yeah. All right, I'm gonna rub your back now. Oh, really? All right, hang on right there. I'll get it. I'll walk across the floor here.
Be quick.
I'm going as fast as I can. Hello?
Hey, Nancy?
Ray?
Yeah.
Ray, what are you doing at my vacation house, Ray?
You know why I'm here.
Baby, who is it?
It's nobody.
Just what? It's not nobody, it's her husband.
Go back to, you're separated. Go back to touching yourself, baby. I'll be over there to join you in a second.
Oh, she only ever touches herself when she's alone or with me.
Or with me.
Oh, you sick bastard, Ray. I'm going to come over there right now. I'm buying a plane ticket.
Oh, yeah? I'm going to walk back over to your wife right now.
You better not.
I am. This is me. I'm going to touch her face.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
No, Nancy.
I'm touching her face right now.
Ray, you better stop dictating to me what you're doing. You're making it worse.
I'm going to touch your ears.
No.
Oh, Ray.
I'm touching your ears right now, baby.
Not there.
Oh, sorry. I'm going to touch the back of your neck. You hear that? I'm touching the back of her neck.
Nancy, he's just using you as collateral for career advancement.
Now I'm going to touch her shoulder blades.
Get away from her shoulder blades.
I can't feel that.
I know you can't feel that. Now I'm going to touch your lower back.
You know, my husband never touched me on my shoulder blades. He knew better.
Nancy.
I'm hanging up and coming there.
No, you're not. Shit, you already hung up.
Who was that?
Really? Are you serious, Nancy?
I know who it was. I just like to toy with your mind.
You want to fool around before he gets here? Or...
Do I?
Okay, let me put the phone down and we will get started. More started, that is. Because we've already gotten started, but we're going to get more
No more shoulder
started.
Blades.
All right, I'll stay away from your shoulder blades. Hold on, let me go get the door. Never mind. Let me hang up the phone. Okay. It's hung up. Really? Okay, let me
Do you want me to get it this time?
No. Yes, you get it.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Franklin with the KY Delivery Service. We should be there in about 14 minutes.
14 minutes, you say?
Yeah.
It's a big crate, right?
Yes.
Oh, good.
The only size crate we have. There's not a lot of size options with KY delivery services.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
See you soon.
Let me just hang up the phone real quick.
Who was it?
It was a KY delivery service.
Ooh, our shipment's coming.
Wonderful.
I'm gonna rock your body so hard.
Oh, I can't wait.
All right, how long did they say?
14 minutes. Right, 13 now.
Well, let's just wait 13 minutes then. Oh, that's the door. Let me go get it.
Okay.
I'm going downstairs.
Hi.
I'll be back in a second.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey! You're not Nancy.
No, I'm not. I'm not Nancy.
I'm her 3 o'clock.
Excuse me?
Yeah, my name is Tony.
Hey, is that Tony?
Hey, Nancy, baby.
Hey,
what do you mean?
It's not three yet, sweetie.
I like to come early. I like to set up. I was thinking about doing something different.
Ooh.
I brought saddles.
Wait, what are you doing? What is going on? Nancy, you come downstairs right now.
Wait, why you got cheek chillers on? What was you doing in here?
I was having sex with my girlfriend.
Wait, so Nancy,
yeah.
When you called me, you told me that you was, like, separate. You know, separate from your husband.
Yeah, I'm separated from my husband.
Is this your husband?
God, no. Ew.
Oh, I was thinking. I was like, girl, you downgraded.
No, you're my husband. No, I love you.
Wait, who is Tony?
Who you loving? Tony.
You.
I'm her Midnight Express.
What do you mean?
Steve,
you want me to get it?
Can you please get that?
Can I trust you here with this stranger? Hold on.
He's no stranger. Hey, baby.
Hello?
Hey. Hey, Ray?
Yes?
Listen, I decided that I'm okay with you seeing my wife. I mean, if it's just the you and me, our long-standing career working together, surely we can work through this. You and me can be friends, and we can love Nancy together and give her the life she's always wanted.
Yeah, if you're gonna love Nancy with me, you better get over here, because her dance card's starting to get awful full.
Dance card? I don't understand.
She's got several dudes, I think.
What do you mean, several dudes?
Well, I just
the
met...
The album?
I just met Tony, who I still have to talk to you about this crap, Nancy.
Wait, Tony?
Tony and I are busy right now.
Wait, I'm
Stop
coming there.
At Nancy.
I'm coming there right now.
So, Nancy, I was thinking, I got these braces for your shoulder blades.
Finally, someone's thinking. Can you go along?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking if you straddle me with these clothespins,
join us this week on Oceanography Plus. We'll be going diving deep down to the bottom of the ocean to see where the deepest sharks live and dwell. Joining us is Norwegian scholar and learned oceanographer Svan Gusselin.
Yeah. Guten Tagen.
Svan, tell us a little bit about your research underwater and deep shark explorations that you've done in the last years.
Well, of course. You'll see, the first thing you must do is you must get a submarine. You must get inside that submarine. You must dive down into the ocean.
And aside from basic exploration net prerequisites, can you tell us a little bit about your research in specific?
Oh, of course. Well, you'll see, the second thing that you'll do, after you have the submarine, of course, is that you'll get some air, because you're going to need air to breathe down there.
Yeah, I quite understand that, Svan. I'm a little bit more concerned with what you use the air for. For example, what do you do while you're underwater?
Ah, well, I breathe the air, and I eat food, which also should be brought.
No, that's also very clear, Svan. We understand that.
Oh, good.
We're a little more concerned with the sharks that you study and how you got started in doing such a thing.
Ah, well, I first made my first dive when I was 15.
Let's fast forward a little bit, maybe mid-20s when you actually started doing research.
Ah, of course. Well, in my mid-20s, I at one point went to go see Deep Blue Sea. You remember that movie with Samuel L. Jackson?
And LL Cool J.
And LL Cool J and Mr. Thomas Jane. And I watched that movie. I was on a date with this girl. We were in Oslo, and we went to the movie theater.
Does this pertain to your research? I'm sorry, don't mean to cut you off.
Yes, of course.
Oh, okay, then by all means, continue.
Okay, well then
we're in a tight budget, by the way. It's a minute and a half long commercial.
Oh, all right. Well, then we bought popcorn, and we sat down inside the movie theater. And she nuzzled up next to me.
Okay, Svan, I'm going to cut you off. Why don't you just tell us the name of the shark that you study?
Ah, of course. It's called Rachitus wokidis.
And can you tell us about why you came up with that name when you discovered it?
Oh, of course. You see, at one point, when I was on my submarine, I was eating some corn nuts. And I accidentally swallowed one, but it got caught in my throat. And the noise I made was, Rachitus! Look at this!
We're going to go ahead. We're out of time here.
Oh,
join
of course.
Us on Thursday night as we do the deep ocean exploration with Svan Schriegelstein, Geinman, who who is leading explorer of the deepest sharks in the world. Svan, any closing words?
Yes, the deep blue sea, they kill all the sharks in the end.
That's a movie, Svan. We don't have the right to say the name. We don't own it.
Oh, see you in the water.
Thank you.
Bring out.
We'll see you Thursday at 8.
Oh, honey. Oh. You got me an egg.
Yeah, that was the best thing I could do. I mean, I was starting to think about how I can't cook and all, and I started thinking how I became cold. And besides, this egg is very organic.
They didn't catch you, did they?
No, actually, they didn't. But I did. I am bleeding internally. My left calf.
How'd you know?
I didn't know the penguins could fight.
They're vicious. They're so, so vicious.
Do you have any warm hand towels over there in your...
I have this one, but I was using it. But I suppose, since you got me this beautiful egg...
Yeah, I mean, here you go. I don't want to get... Thank you. It's starting to get cold already. We might need to heat up some water.
Jeez. Roger? For the egg?
No, I don't want to be an amputee.
You know, there's lots of famous amputees that have done just fine with their life.
How many of them mountain climb, huh?
I'm sure at least one.
I don't think you'd realize the seriousness of... You know, I'm a lefty. I love everything left. My left calf, my left hand. The left sideburn of Betty White. Everything left just seems to be right.
Roger, I know. That's how we met.
Yes. We got
reaching married for those left-handed scissors at the same time. And...
Beautiful. Okay. Everybody stood on the left side when we got married, too.
Of course. Suppose I could warm up some water for you.
Thank you, baby.
And for the egg.
You thinking about cooking that egg?
Yeah, I was gonna do that. You don't want any though, right?
No, I'm I'm cool with my granolas.
Again with the granolas?
I got some crayon raisins too.
Okay, here's the warm water for your leg.
Thank you. Oh, that's a little hot. You know, I just started to think about this. We don't have any reception, you know, it's getting late, and...
No reception.
Babe, we're going to have to... you're going to might have to, you know, drag me to the nearest...
Really? Listen, Roger. I'm in the middle of my egg right now.
Okay.
We discussed this. Penguin eggs are very rare. This is going to go bad. I'm not going to pass this up. You can lose your leg if you need to. They have wonderful prosthetics.
We can't afford the prosthetics. I have an HMO.
You're right. You'll just have to get a better job.
Oh, I can't get a better job with no left leg. So either you're going to drag me to the nearest station or we're both going to die from these... Angry penguins.
Are you tired of using everyone else's ozone layer?
Are you tired of having to share your protection with lowly poor folk?
Are you tired of breathing knowing that other people are breathing or even looking at that same air containing ozone?
Have you ever had a glass of water and realized that somebody else has probably had that water before you?
Have you ever urinated, wondering if someone else had urinated at the same time as you?
Are you upset at having to know that you share existence with other people who are also existing?
Does it bother you when you see other people having hairdos?
Does it make you upset that there is love, period?
Or friendship.
Or happiness.
Or even circulation.
Does it make you furious that there are other human beings who also are part of the genetic pool?
Well, then join us at Monopoly Space, where we seek to monopolize everything for our own individual greed.
www.monopolyspace.com.
Please do not use the internet. We are.
The ozone is like a protective layer around the Earth.
The ozone is like a ninja hiding above us, silently waiting.
The ozone is your ex-girlfriend warming you, welcoming you back into a warm embrace.
The ozone is a homeless man on the corner of Starbucks waiting for that tall cup of coffee.
The ozone is that guy on the subway who keeps watching you, watching you, watching you.
The ozone is that manager who never gave you a raise.
The ozone is like that handlebar to enter the bus that everyone touches and uses and will never belong to anyone in particular.
The ozone is the boogeyman when you were 5.
And the ozone does not care. All right. Well, thanks so much for listening to As Inc. episode number 2. That was Ozone. Performing with us this week was
Michael Minto,
Matt Messerman,
Darren Crockett,
and Chris George. Thanks so much for checking it out. If you want any more information about us or want to contact us, you can email us. Yes, information. Okay. Information, you can email as.inc.prov@gmail.com. Again, that's as.inc.prov@gmail.com.
It's like a psychic inferment that just comes to you.
thanks so much for listening, guys.
1st time I had sex.
So it hasn't happened yet?
Oh, what?
What happens next, baby?
Yeah, it's not and then they show up and we all naked. Oh, that's a good point.
You ain't got no clothes on and all of a sudden I'm butt naked.
We should probably stop.
Yeah, all right, let's turn all the phones off if you haven't already.
Yeah, I'm going to get some water.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of this thing that doesn't have another because it's never happened before.
Actually, it does. I recorded one with the Stage Monkeys.
One time it happened before, but I haven't heard it, so it's new to me. So fuck you.
Well, back again for the first time. Recording.
All right. I'm ready to go.
Food noises. Food noises.
WZT.
I fucking hate you, man.
WZTK.
We open to an empty room filled with chilling sounds.
What is your deal?
Alright. It's room narration. It's a sports show.
Create the ambience.
Okay, let's get one started here.